May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 909. 909. Why drooping saint dismayed, does sorrow press thee down? Does God refuse to give thee aid, or does he seem to frown? Hymn 909.
Together from the Holy Word of God, the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 41. Isaiah, chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, "Be of good courage." So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothereth with the hammer, him that smoteth the anvil, saying, "It is ready for the soldering," and he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, "Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittar tree, and the myrtle tree, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see, and know, and consider, and understand together, that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things, what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them. Or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as the potter treadeth clay. Who hath declared from the beginning, that we may know, and before time, that we may say he is righteous? Yea, there is none that showeth. Yea, there is none that declareth. Yea, there is none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, Behold, behold them. And I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counsellor, that when I asked of them, could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion. May God bless to us that reading of his holy word, and may he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we do thank thee for gathering us again here this evening in this house of prayer. We thank thee, Lord, for this opportunity to once more meet around thy word. And Lord, we come with the same need of thy gracious help and presence as we meet for worship. Lord, we need thee each and every time that we come before thee to worship, to sing thy praises, and as now as we come before thee in prayer. Lord, do help us, send us that help that we need. Lord, grant us thy presence, which is vital as we assemble ourselves together. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt grant us the gift of the Holy Spirit here this evening, that he may be poured out in abundance, that he may work mightily in taking of the things of Jesus and revealing them to us, in taking the word that is read, preached and sung, and blessing it with power and unction from above, that there may be that divine direction, that thy word may be suited to meet each case. Lord, thou knowest every case that is before thee this evening, everyone that is here, everyone that is listening in. Thou knowest, Lord, all about us. Thou knowest our down sitting and our uprising, and our thoughts and the intents of our hearts are all known unto thee. Thou knowest, Lord, how we've come, our frame of mind, the desires of our hearts. Lord, we pray that thou wilt, in mercy, meet with us here. Lord, if our thoughts, our desires are not right, we pray that thou wilt reveal what is right. Lord, we pray that thou wilt convict us and convince us of our sins. Lord, those things in which we err, Lord, we pray that thou wilt work mightily, pulling down those strongholds of sin and Satan, that we may be overcome by thy love and mercy, and delivered from the bondage which sin brings. Lord, we pray that the power of sin and the power of Satan may be taken from us, that sin may not have dominion over us, it may not reign and rule in our hearts and lives. But we beseech thee, we plead with thee, that thou wilt put that right spirit within us. Lord, that thou wilt cast out our sin and enter in. That thou wilt presence thyself, both in this place, but Lord, in our hearts. And that thy presence might do us good, or that we might know the cleansing. Lord, that we may know that subduing. Oh, that thou would have the rule and reign within us and over us. Lord, that we may be brought to fall before thee and confess thee as Lord of all. We pray for each who are here. Lord, do undertake for them in the many aspects of their lives. Lord, each heart knows its own bitterness. Lord, each one here knows those things which are a concern to them, those things which weigh heavy upon them. Lord, they may have also those things in which to rejoice and give thanks. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt help each to cast their burdens upon the Lord, and Lord, do sustain them under every load. And Lord, we do pray that thou wilt help them, those that have come with a spirit of rejoicing and thanksgiving, that they too may be helped in framing the words rightly, to put the crown upon thy head for the many mercies and blessings that they have received. Lord, keep us from being slack in these things. May we not be slack in making mention of the loving kindnesses of the Lord. May we be like that leper who returned and to give thanks unto thee for the mercies that we have received. Lord, that we may not go our way having benefited from answers to prayer and be neglectful in rendering the thanksgiving and praise which is due unto thy holy name. Lord, Satan would have it that we would be forgetful, that we would be unmindful, that we would be neglectful. But Lord, we pray, deliver us from his temptations, from his subtle influences, from his power. Lord, do create in us each a clean heart. O God, do renew a right spirit within us, a spirit which is one of grace and humility. Oh, that we may be conformed to the image of thy dear Son. We've opportunity to read much about him. But Lord, we have to confess we're not much like him. Oh, that we may be more like him. Oh, that thou wouldst stamp thy image upon us, oh, that it might be seen in us that we have been with Jesus, that we're one of his, that we may be followers, seeking to be imitators, following his example, seeking to walk in his footsteps, though we may and will come much short in it. Yet, Lord, grant us that longing desire to walk worthy of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us to walk. Help us to walk worthy. Help us to walk carefully and prayerfully. Keep us from taking risks. But Lord, make us wise to the snares, the pitfalls, the hindrances and dangers, the devices of Satan. Lord, open our eyes and fix our eyes on thee. And Lord, may we be blessed with that close walk. Lord, we do pray for thy servant found among us here this evening. We pray thy blessing upon him and his dear family. We pray, Lord, for him as he carries out the work this week, and Lord, as he labours here this coming Lord's Day. Lord, do abundantly bless him, anoint him with the gospel of thy grace. May he dip his foot in oil, be found acceptable
that among the brethren, may there be the signs following, we humbly pray. Lord, we thank thee for what thou hast done in being pleased to use him as the instrument in recent days, bring forth thy sheep. Lord, we do pray that thou continue and abundantly bless his labours. Lord, that thou go on to be gracious to those that we've heard of here and there that have been constrained by thy love and mercy to take up their cross and to follow thee. Lord, we are encouraged. We are encouraged as we hear of thy continued work. And Lord, we do pray that it may be seen both here and elsewhere, the work of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we do pray that Christ might continually be revealed and made precious to poor sinners, even in the day we live in. Lord, we are in great need. We live in many ways dark and gloomy times. But Lord, what a mercy that we live in a gospel day. And oh, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased to make known thy great salvation abundantly in our land, among the churches, Lord, that we know. Lord, above all, to us each personally. Lord, it begins with us. Am I ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union with the church's living head? Oh, that we may know union and communion with him, that we may know fellowship with him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Oh, that we may die to this life and live unto thee. Lord, bless the children. Remember the young and rising generation. Help them in their lives. Lord, grant them thy gracious teaching and keeping. We pray, be pleased to call them by thy grace while they are still young. Keep them as the apple of thine eye. Hide them beneath the shadow of thy wing. Provide for them, supply their needs. Keep them from wandering into forbidden ways. Lord, do fix them in thy house of prayer. Lord, bring them into thy church, we pray. Use them greatly in the generation that they are living in. Lord, may they grow up to be pillars in the church of God. May there be those mothers in Israel. Lord, do grant here and throughout this land a seed to serve thee, to call thee the Redeemer blessed. Lord, do remember us then, we pray. Remember that we are but dust. Oh, Lord, remember, Lord, what need we have. Lord, who bless thy word here this evening. May it have free course and be glorified. Lord, may there be nothing that hinders. Lord, do forgive anything that is amiss in our worship. Do keep the door of our lips that we may not grieve us and thee. Lord, what need we have of thy gracious help. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. We ask all these things, seeking for that cleansing in the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that righteousness to be applied to us by faith. Lord, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Let us continue with hymn 897. 897. Ye poor afflicted souls, give ear, who seek the Lord but fear his frown. What thing he asks in fervent prayer, believing Christ will send them down. Hymn 897.
turn with me to the chapter we read, the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 41. With the Lord's help this evening, I will speak to you from verse 10. The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 41, and the 10th verse. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 41, and the 10th verse. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This is a most exceeding and precious verse of God's holy word. It is God who speaks here through the prophet Isaiah, and he speaks determined that the fear, the uncertainty of his people may be relieved, may be removed. God knows the many fears that are upon man. Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. All of man, without exception. And it's easy for us to look at other people's lives and think they don't have. Maybe you think this evening, I can show you somebody who doesn't have any trouble. Well, dear friends, judging from the outward doesn't tell all the story. Man is born unto trouble. We live in a world full of trouble. We only have to think back to this, the recent times we've lived in, and we can see the Lord's judgment upon our nation, the nations of the earth, and there seemed to be a palpable fear when we entered the pandemic back in 2020. You could feel it. There seemed to be fear, so much uncertainty. I remember feeling the fear as we were queuing outside the supermarket, the queue snaking through the car park. These were days we had not known. There was a virus which was so unknown, and the future seemed ever so more unknown than it did usually. And those who seemed unconcerned a few weeks before seemed to have a sense of fear and anxiety upon them. And so there is fear. And there are genuine reasons for fear.
Beloved friends, we have, and in some ways we still are, still under the judgment of God in this virus. We're thankful for the lifting of the Lord's hand in these things. Oh, but there is much for us to be concerned with. But this evening, that the Lord has led me to bring to you His word, and may it be under the power of God, that those of you who this evening are fearing for one reason or another, and really there's nothing too small, really, when we can fear over what some might say would be a small thing for one can be a great fear for another. But may God be pleased to apply His word to your heart and mine. Fear thou not. You say, but I've got good reason to fear. There's so much I don't know. I've got this appointment. I've got this date in my diary. I've got this thing in my life. I've got this mountain. I've got this awful situation. I've got every reason, surely, to fear this evening. Well, if the Lord applies the next part, I can tell you one thing. You won't leave this chapel this evening fearing as much as when you came in. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. This is the answer to all of our fears. I am with thee. The thing may not disappear from your diary, from your view, this evening while you're sitting in the pew, or even when you reach home. But the fear will go. If the Lord speaks to your heart this evening, I am with thee. I am with thee. I wonder if that is a desire or one or two or not a few of us this evening. So I've got this that's come in my life, and I feel a spirit of resignation. Maybe you say, I actually can't get out of it. He's hedged about me so much. He's hemmed me in. He's brought me into this strait, and I can't get out. And I'm not sure I do really want to get out of it or be without it. This burden, maybe it's a loved one, whatever it might be. And you don't necessarily want that burden removed, but oh, it's such a mountain. It's such a weighty matter. It's so unexpected. You feel so insufficient for it. That word, who is sufficient for these things? And you say, I am not sufficient. And I cannot understand why the Lord would bring me into it. Because he knows I'm insufficient for it. But you see what the answer is. Oh, that he would say again, maybe, or say for the first time, I am with thee. Oh, that he would give me the feeling, the feeling, the peace, the comfort, that the knowledge of his presence with you will bring. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Oh, that the Lord is Almighty God here. He speaks of his presence with his people. He speaks to them so that the dismay, the bewilderment, the over-anxiety might be removed. And he speaks three things. He promises. He doesn't just say it. He's the three promises. Three things that he says he will do. I will strengthen, I will help, and I will uphold. And I don't think you can ask for any more than that, can you? The Lord has set you in a path. Your life's a path, mine's a path. Day of our birth to the day of our death is one long journey. You cannot ask. A poor sinner cannot ask for any more than this, can they? That Almighty God will strengthen, will help, and will uphold. We cannot desire. Well, there's nothing more for us to desire, surely, than this. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. This speaks of an Almighty God who is present with his people. And our thoughts go to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, we in our thoughts this evening cannot help in considering this beautiful passage of Scripture. We cannot help but think of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. For I am with thee. But it's been right throughout the ages. In the gospel, in the Old Testament days, right through into gospel days. Moses at the burning bush, a great commission put on him to return to Egypt, 40 years in the backside of the desert, now to return. But how can I? From 40 to 80 years old, he's wandered around in the wilderness. And now to return? Certainly, I am with thee. Certainly, I am with thee. Oh, you can go through the Word of God. In my thoughts this afternoon, I thought of the three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, taken captive, taken away from the land they knew, taken away from the people they knew, from their family, taken many miles into a strange land, away from the attending on religion, into a land full of idolatry and wickedness. And what do we find? The Lord with them. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Oh, they could preach to you this evening a far a better sermon than I can. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Oh, that there was nothing for them to be dismayed at. There was much to cause them dismay, but God's presence. Oh, and the test came, didn't it? What a test, what a trial. Oh, this is forbidden. It's forbidden to bow, forbidden to worship. That they are to, they're commanded to bow to the image. And they refuse. Oh, they won't compromise. Why has this come? Why are these things come upon us? Why are there these threatenings? Why is this Nebuchadnezzar permitted to set this law? Why are these things? If the Lord is with us, you can imagine, can't you? I can imagine how I would be thinking, what I would be feeling. Oh, but these men, what a resolve, what faith, what God-given courage that they had. O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. It's an easy thing for us to answer. We know exactly how to answer. We're not full of care, wondering what to say. We know whom we have believed. And we are persuaded that he's able to keep that which we have committed unto him against this day. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He's able to deliver us. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, we know he's able. But is he willing? We're not sure what his will is for us. Maybe we are to witness. Maybe we're to be burnt alive. Maybe we're to suffer even unto death for the truth's sake. We don't know what the will of God is. We know he's able to deliver us. It's not lack of power on his part. It's not lack of strength or ability. But we do not know what the Lord has determined for us to witness. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And their fiery furnace is heated 10 times hotter than it used to be heated to. And in a throne, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, tied hand and foot, thrown in, bound hand and foot into the furnace. Oh, what a glorious God is displayed here. Beloved friends, this God is our God forever and ever. This God is the same God, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego and Daniel's God, the same God. Time has not weakened. Time has not wearied him. He is the same, and his years have no end. And he is not wearied with the continual coming of many to the throne of grace. And he's not wearied with the delivering of many by his great power. Oh, he is the same. And his years have no end. And they fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose. You know, this is such a beautiful thing. And may the Lord apply it to you and I. I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And they're not rushing out of the fire. They are content in the fiery furnace. Why do you think they were? What made the difference? What will make the difference to you and to me? When we're called to walk the fiery trial, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Oh, the promise is, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Fear thou not, for I am with thee in all things, in all places, at all times. I am with thee. Be not dismayed. When we're dismayed, what are we prone to? What does dismay bring? Over anxious, looking around, searching out, looking from one side to another. Oh, this being dismayed. Oh, what anxieties arise. Irrational thoughts. I know, I've been there. Something comes in your life. And it's not what you thought. Wasn't expected. It's cut right across your plan. What you thought the Lord was leading you in is cut right across it. And you think of it, and then it dismays you, and you begin to reason. And instead of turning yourself to the living God and seeking for him to interpret his dealings for you, you interpret his dealings yourself, and you see so little of it, and yet you, in your mind, you seem to know so much of it. And Satan then takes advantage, and you have all sorts of things. You know, I've had little things, and under the power of Satan, it's been used to bring me to even question my standing in Christ Jesus. Something tiny and insignificant has been so exaggerated and so blown out of proportion. And I've become so dismayed. And it's gone one way. I've gone down and down and down. And I questioned his love and his care. And then I questioned, had he ever loved me? Has he ever blessed me? Did I take all of the things and pluck all of the blessings from God's word? And did I apply them myself? And have I got anything? And a little thing has brought me into almost, well, to be overrun. And I have known a little of what David said, or the psalmist said, O Lord, I am oppressed. King Hezekiah. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Or, as the psalmist said, from the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. And lead me to the rock, because I'm sinking. I'm sinking in deep water, and I need that rock that goes down to the bottom, that rock that is solid, that rock which breaks through the water's surface, that rock which brings a refuge for sinners in these storms. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. Lord, keep us from this over-anxious frame of mind. May we be more in what the Lord Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow. Oh, may we be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. Lord, help me, that I may not be dismayed, left to irrational thought, left to run around, and I'll use it expression like a headless chicken, turning in all sorts of directions except the right way, which is to the throne of grace. There will I meet with thee. Oh, how slow, how backward, how foolish, how neglectful we are at times. It's looking unto Jesus, and yet we find we're looking every other way except to Jesus. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. They're my promises. I've spoken them. You're in them. Oh, then rest in the promises of God. Oh, that he might make known that you're in them, bring you into the rest that's in them. Oh, the design of the trial or the difficulty or the perplexity you're in this evening is for this purpose, to bring you into a knowledge that you're in the promise. You know, that middle hymn we just sung, it's a good sermon, isn't it, on our text this evening. Oh, that is such a good, shines such a light, doesn't it? A feast is now prepared for thee, in spite of all thy unbelief. A feast of mercy, sweetly free, for sinners and the sinner's chief. Satan, I wonder how many of you here this evening, you've got a legal gospel going on. You know something of the gospel. You know what it means. You believe that it's free. You believe that Christ died, and that sacrifice he offered freely as a sacrifice on behalf of his people. Oh, you believe something of the gospel. You know it. But you're mixing some legality there. You know, this is Satan. I'll be clear with you. This is one of his devices. When he's lost the ground of your heart and your mind, when he's lost it, and he's not won the battle in telling you that the gospel is nothing, and there is no saviour, and he's no one, he's nothing, when he's lost that ground, you'll find him allowing you something of it. He'll allow you to acknowledge it. You've seen it in others, so he can't keep telling you it doesn't exist. But then what does he do? He builds all these walls around it. And they're walls of legality. And they are reasons that he puts up, legal reasons, why the gospel that he knows you know isn't for you. I wonder how many are under this other gospel. Because this is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, it's for sinners. And the sinners, the chief of sinners. And the approach, the approaching unto God in the gospel of his grace is a way for sinners to come. It isn't a gospel for those that are made right before they come. It isn't a gospel for those that feel that they're acceptable. This isn't the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the weary and the tempted and the burdened by sin that were never exempted from entering therein. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Bring me to believe. Reveal the gospel. But reveal the way, the truth, and the life. Reveal the Lord Jesus Christ to me, in whom I may come, in all my filth and wretchedness and unworthiness, in all my vileness, and find acceptance. Oh, poor, trembling, tempted, burdened sinner who's bound up in legal chains. What was it the furnace did for the three Hebrews? It burnt away their bonds. It didn't consume them. It consumed the things that were binding them hand and foot. It burnt away their bonds. May the trial and the difficulties and the perplexities that the Lord brings in our path, may it burn through these legal bonds that snare our feet and that tie our hands, so that we cannot embrace the gospel of the grace of God. May we prove, I have chosen thee
in the furnace of affliction.
Oh, may we prove I am with thee in the deep trial, in the conviction of your sin. I will strengthen thee so that you're not beyond hope and help. I'll put strength in you. Yes, strength so that you're not consumed. Oh, in your weakness and in your times of need, I'll make known the everlasting arms of love and mercy and grace to hold you up in that furnace, that the furnace may do what I intend it to do, which is remove all the rubbish, which is to purify the gold, which is to be for the honour and glory of my holy name and for the good of your soul, to a witness. The gold must shine forth. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Help thee. I'll help thee. A God of grace and compassion and love, who's provided us for us at the throne of grace. Paul says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He'll help you on your way. He'll help you along each day. He'll help you through this furnace. There will be, and nevertheless afterward. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Well, we have these words in Psalm 66, verse 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. But thou, we went through fire, we went through water. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Isaiah 53, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Not if, but when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. I will be with thee. And through the fire, the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You know, I know I can stand before you this evening and I can tell you assuredly that I know that he will be with his people when they are brought to the waters. A year ago, the Lord took me almost through the waters of death. And I proved his faithfulness to me. He gave me a promise, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And as I lay in that hospital bed, in the Walsgrave Hospital, And I, to all intents of thought, my life was coming to an end. They thought it on the ward. They thought it was the end. And I felt it myself. Oh, the Lord's presence. I saw the Lord by faith in that hospital room. I will never leave thee. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. There's a promise, beloved friends. There is certainty here. There is a foundation for your faith. And those that maybe lack that faith this evening, may the Lord so work in you and bless you with that gift of faith and make you earnestly seek that you might know him who speaks these promises. He will not fail those that put their trust in him. His word is sure. It is steadfast. It is certain. And he was there. He was there. You know, I've never had such an overwhelming sense of peace in all my life as when I thought for those moments in that room I was on my deathbed. Oh, the peace of God which passed all understanding. And beloved friends, this isn't about me. This is about him. And it's about you. Because it is for every child of God, and may it be so. May not one of you be found outside at that great day. Oh, but may he be pleased to visit you and to, yes, try you. Yes, purge you. But to bring you forth as gold tried in the fire, knowing him whom to know is life eternal. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Graham Cottam is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Tim Parrish again next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1068. Jesus, full of all compassion, hear thy humble suppliant's cry. Let me know thy great salvation. See, I languish, faint, and die. Hymn 1068.
Jesus, full
Dear Lord, do forgive all that thy pure and holy eyes have seen amiss in our worship here this evening. Do take us on our way in peace and in safety, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.